Shabbat Shalom. I know that most of you are used to solemn times in churches, and we get really solemn. But when the Word of God comes amongst your midst, it's a happy time. When the Torah comes by, we've got the Lord's Word. He gave it to us, and it's happy, isn't it? It's a good thing we have the Lord with us. It's not doing too good out there today. Blessing before learning the Torah. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who has made us holy through his commandments and commanded us to actively study Torah. Please, Hashem, our God, sweeten the words of your Torah in our mouths and in the mouths of all your people. May we, our offspring, and our offspring's offspring, and all the offspring of your people, may we all together know your name and study your Torah for the sake of fulfilling your desire. Blessed are you, Hashem, who teaches Torah to his people. Amen. And today's Torah, as Pastor Sam was reading, is really, in my mind, a great portion. And I got to reading and saw something. And of course, I have a little, Sam might say, quirky mind. So I call it today, the Today's Show. And today is a powerful word. It's used by doctors to define the exact moment he would like his patients to stop overindulging, overdrinking, oversmoking, or smoking at all. It's also used by accounts receivable to give the exact time they want their bills paid. But most importantly, it's used by the Torah in describing what it wants from our attitudes. This week's Torah portion tells us in Deuteronomy 26:16, today Hashem commands you to perform these decrees and statutes. Well, there's obviously a deeper meaning here, because those statutes that Moshe was reading about, the commandments, they were given 40 years back. Well, I got to thinking about that and started researching some of my old studies. And Rashi quotes in the Midrash, this is what he says: every day the Torah should appear to us as if it were given today. Is that not great? I wish I'd have thought of that. Well, anyway, thus for 40 years later, Moshe commands his people that today Hashem commanded us to obey the Torah. Well, with Rashi's beautiful interpretation of today in mind, I would like to put my humble perspective into this, and in the end of the portion. And it says, Moshe has called the nation together to remind them of the miraculous events that transpired during the Exodus from Egypt. He discussed in Deuteronomy 29, 1 to 3, the great wonders, signs, miracles that your eyes beheld. Then he adds something, and it's kind of shocking. But Hashem did not give you a heart to understand or eyes to see until today. What can the word today mean in this context? Did the Jewish nation not have the heart to appreciate the values of the splitting of the Red Sea? Or revel in the miracle of the manna? How can Moshe say that they did not have eyes to understand until today? Well, I have a story. I always have a story. A well-known rabbi once gave an ethical discourse on inspiration and outcome. He told the story of three friends who were at a meal and discussing the diligence of Talmudic sages of yesteryear. Christian translation, great Bible scholars from long ago. Upon hearing of the one particular scholar's remarkable achievements derived through tremendous consistency and unrelenting Torah study, one of the boys ran straight from the table to the study hall, where he began a marathon Talmudic learning for 1 year. The young man refused to speak anything but Torah. He eventually became one of the leaders of his generation. After the eloquent story, one of the rabbi's students asked him, and you always have one of those students, don't you? They always have questions. I think the story was amazing, but the boy who ran from the table forgot to pray afterwards. Jewish people pray after they eat. They thank the Lord for what they have eaten. Well, anyway, the rabbi smiled at this pointed question. Then he nodded. You are right. He did not pray. But had he stopped to recite the grace after the meal, along with its required preparations, he would never have returned to the study hall with the same enthusiasm. So perhaps Moshe is telling his people the secret of eternal inspiration. You may experience miraculous events. You may even have visions of a lifetime. However, you will not have the heart to understand or eyes to see until that vision is acted on today. Unless the inspiration lives with you daily, as it did upon the moment of impact, whether blessing or tragedy, all too often excitement becomes as dull as the passing of time itself. The promises, pledges, and commitments begin to travel hand in hand down a memory lane paved with long-forgotten inspiration. This week, Moshe tells us that even after experiencing a most remarkable memorial wonder, we still may not have the heart to discern, nor the eye to see, until we add one major ingredient, today. How are you acting on your inspirations? Do they come and you put them in the closet and think about going and get them later, it won't work. If the Lord's talking to you and has something to tell you, today, Shabbat Shalom.